Radio 1 podcast. Radio 1 podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Now, yesterday we had the blokes who could do human bagpipes, didn't we?
Yeah.
Now we've got something a lot better than that. Hello, Michael Winslow.
How you doing, man?
Oh, my God.
I'm on the air. What's up?
I'm
sorry. Hello. Amazing. Good evening. Good afternoon. Hello.
One amazing voice you've got there. Now, if you've
got a lot of people here.
Yes, of course.
Yes, okay. Oh, God.
I don't think we need it.
No. if you don't know him, he's best known as playing Sergeant Lovell, Motormouth Jones in the Police Academy films.
Spaceballs with Mel Brooks.
Spaceballs. It sounded a bit like this.
Yes, that was the left one.
And this.
Hi, want to write?
Thanks. Now, you can do, sound effects with your voice, but you can do instruments as well, right?
Yeah, yes, if necessary.
Okay.
Yes, of course.
I've got one of your new tracks here.
Master.
Yes.
It's ready.
Good.
The new voice box human device.
It's what does it do?
Shall I open the door, Master?
Yes. Turn it off.
Yes.
Yeah. Here it comes.
So in that, what is you?
All of it.
All of it?
Yes.
Yeah. Now that's confusing.
You know who we are. You heard this on the C, on the beep. You only get the real stuff here.
That's amazing. Can I ask? I need someone to be a harp for me quite soon, because I've promised someone that I'll play the harp at a wedding, and I can't actually play it at all. And you could be the answer to all my problems, Michael.
And you want the fat lady to sing then?
I promised someone that I would play a harp at their wedding.
Oh.
So, I mean, could you maybe hide behind me and be a harp?
Hey, you know what? Anything's possible nowadays.
Mm. How would that work, though? Because obviously, you would still need a harp in front of you.
Yeah.
It'd be fairly obvious if Michael was
with
just...
With no strings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that.
Yeah. And then you could just maybe do the harp for me. I don't know. It's just something I thought about, that's all.
Yeah.
I haven't thought that through.
No. Well, time flies when you're having none, so continue.
Now, how did you first realise you can make all these sounds?
Well, according to my mom, I always did this.
Right.
Because I grew up on an Air Force base, so of course, all the time I would hear... Kind of like Heathrow this morning.
And then you just started to imitate the noises.
Yeah, and I started using it for therapeutic. I mean, people actually need this. And now, Dr. Phil said I can hear a rat on cotton. So so I learned how to do stuff like this. Relaxing.
Okay, man. Welcome to Jamaica. Enjoy the red stripe. Rapier!
Did you find that helpful as a kid, or did you get into more trouble?
Dude, make another noise, Winslow.
Yeah, make another noise, Winslow.
Come on, man, make a noise, man.
That's when I go kung fu fighting.
Hey, man, don't mess with that dude no more. Man, stay with that dude, man. He'll Chris Tucker you, man.
Anything you want to ask?
I can't really contribute there.
Do you have to practice to get new noises, or are they all there already?
You learn. You know, the helicopter thing. I mean, I couldn't do the actual helicopter. I had to do the turning it on first. You have to start at a certain point,
right?
Now you guys make noises. I understand your name is Sue. Yeah, you guys make noises too. So
Susan,
before you,
oh yes, of course, darling.
You gotta do stuff like you have to start it first. And then go from there.
Are you gonna try?
No, I'm right. You have to take your headphones off there and everything. You're really getting into it.
Now pay attention, Bond. This is your exploding hedgehog. Yeah, turn it upside down. Lift the tail. And look here. Stinger missiles. Under the naughty bit. 50 caliber machine gun.
Yeah, that's nice, Q.
not bad at all.
Maybe this is the weirdest interview we've ever done. But I quite like,
you know, I get in trouble. That's what I do. My job is to help everybody forget about the rent.
I like that.
That's our job. That's our job here.
It's working.
Yeah. So what are you doing apart from the noises? What are you doing here in the UK? Why are you here at the moment?
We're playing all the universities, all the colleges. We're going to be doing a special tour. We're going to be here for the next month or so.
All right.
So we're going to be in your area. So anybody listening out there, you want to have a good time? Come see us. Okay. That's our job, is to help you forget about the rent.
So you're playing for the students. Chappers here does that a lot.
You
don't
do
you?
That a lot as well.
Hello, Chopper.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot.
You know who that is?
Hi.
What's your name?
Brathina.
Okay. That's Brathina, Chopper.
Is it?
Yeah. I got something have you I might been like. Have I got been... something for you. Later.
Somebody put some in my tea.
Whoa.
I don't know, but you better stop it. You're going to go blind, Mark.
Now, can I ask you, tonight my flatmate, who is a comedian, is doing a stand-up gig. He's in the quarterfinals of this stand-up comedy competition today.
Excellent.
Any tips?
Good luck to him.
Any tips? And should he start adding sound effects into his routine to make himself a bit better? Even though I hear he's quite good these days.
Well, you know what? You got to use what's best for you. Now, some folks do noises. Some folks do voices. Mm-hmm. You know, some folks have the octave to go for everything from really high to
the Barry White, baby, it's all about love.
So you practice. Oh, all I can tell him is practice. Like when a salesperson calls, you just go. Hello?
Housekeeping. Hello? You want clean?
I'd like to buy it.
And now, you're a bad man. You want spanky spank.
They won't call back.
That must be really helpful, because they call me all the time. And if I could do that.
Yeah, they call you again. And you call back again. Chinese food. Where you want Chinese food? Shut up, you're not done.
There you go. Next time you get one of those calls, do that.
Yeah, I think it's harder than he makes it look. Right, Michael's with us. In a minute, there's something I'd like to run past you. We've been writing some romantic novels on this show recently.
Oh, have you? You've been writing stuff like.
And then the small animal said.
Oh yeah, I like the chicken. It means I'm a you. Yeah.
And then.
Very similar.
That kind of thing.
And then the two. Said.
Oh my god!
did I just kill the needles?
Did we just broken
kill
the mic? Actually, yeah. Can you speak again?
Hang on. Cycle DBE Dolby tone? No, we're back on the air. There you go.
Yeah, you're back. Okay, I've got something to run by you.
That 007, that's my lunch.
Some new romance I've written today. Me and Laura have written today.
Oh,
he's just doing chicken noises now, so I'll just keep talking. And it's by Stephanie Black, our pen name. And we'd like you to help us out with it in a minute, if that's okay, Michael.
And music provided by the Thrash Group, Blood Clot.
Okay.
No idea what's happening.
Radio 1.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Now, Chappers, you have a blindfold on your head, which is soon going to be on your eyes.
Yes.
Now, we sent out an all-staff internal email here at Radio 1 earlier, and we asked for 5 plucky volunteers from around the Radio 1 building to take part. Do you know what? We had to turn down a lot of people for this. Pretty much as soon as we hit send, the replies are coming back thick and fast. And everybody wanted a piece.
Really?
Yeah.
And there was no offer of free cake or anything as
I'll
well?
Tell you why.
Because that's normally what gets the biggest responses.
I'll tell you why, because this is what we asked them. You've done it with animals. Now it's your chance to do it with actual humans. Okay?
Yeah.
There's 5 people waiting in the wings outside. And next, we're going to play Who's Kissing Chopper?
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Just a few texts coming in. We've got M driving home in Devon saying, this is the most random interview ever. Really funny, but odd. Kevin Dunstable had to pull over because he's laughing so much. Paul in Liverpool says, oh my God, what the hell is going on? Matt on the A47, I've had to stop the car for a wee because I've been laughing so much.
Flippers.
Are all of them noises coming out of that dude's mouth? Bet. Damn right they are. Michael Winslow is with us.
Welcome to Ultra Reels. Let's begin.
I have no idea what's going on, so I'm just going to keep talking. Now, what happened a while ago was I saw a girl who was about 19, 20, once she was reading a romantic novel on the train. And I thought only old people read romantic fiction. But it turns out our listeners, young people, cannot get enough of it. They love it. So we have created...
Hey, man, why don't you make the pages stick together? You kids get out of here, man.
We've created a new story called Getting a Filling.
Do you think we'll get through this?
By Stephanie Black.
Hey, Cartman, Cartman, they're going to do something on the radio.
That's right, Kiki.
Stephanie Black's latest novel stars Scott Mills as the narrator, Laura Sayers as Wanda Ringhands, Mark Chapman as Dr. Big Love, and Michael Winslow as All the Noises. Are you ready?
Yeah.
It wasn't just Wanda's tooth that ached. It was her heart, too. She ached for the man who spent his time with his fingers in her mouth. She dreamt of his fingers. For in Wanda's mind, Dr. Big Love was more than just a dentist.
More, baby.
Whenever she sat in his chair, gazing into his eyes, she dreamed it wasn't on the NHS. She dreamed that she was going private with the dentist. The dream was always the same. Dr. Big Love would be drilling away.
Look out! Hold that door! I'll get it for you! Look out! I'll make it go in there! Okay, doctor? I think it's ready! Okay? I drilled myself! That is not good!
At her teeth. Then suddenly, the drill would stop. He would move the automatic, mechanical, state-of-the-art dentist chair into a high position. And he'd say...
Miss Wanda, I've been thinking about you a lot, and I...
Wanda would put her finger up to the dentist's mouth.
Shh.
She'd say...
I know.
Then they would slowly kiss.
Mm. Is that cherry?
Will today be the day?
She wondered as she sat on the bus. She's on the...
Oh, sorry, it stinks today. Haven't got it fixed yet. That's it, let's forget. It's London buses.
She'd certainly been eating enough sweets to warrant having some more work done on her teeth. She crunched another hard-boiled sweet for breakfast.
Please let him give me a filling,
she said to herself and giggled. The bus doors opened. This was her stop. She got off the bus and watched it drive off. She walked past the men doing roadworks. Their drills just...
Hey, over here, I've got something for you, and it's not a drill. Hey, right there, that's pretty bloody good, eh?
Hey, right, shut up, both of you. Back to work, albatross.
No, not for lunch. Come on, shut up then.
Their drills just didn't do it for her. It was Dr. Big Love's drilling that she craved.
Maybe this will be the last day I get the bus,
she thought to herself.
Dr. Bigelove has a Ferrari. He could take me in that.
She imagined... She imagined Dr... She imagined Dr. Bigelove revving his Ferrari engine.
What do you think of that, Wanda? Fancy the ride of your life?
He'd say.
Oh, Dr. Big Love.
And she'd imagine the Ferrari zooming off with them both inside.
Driving on the Autobahn.
Back to reality. And Wanda opened the door to the dentist's surgery. In the waiting room, a baby was crying. She went up... She went up to the desk where the receptionist was playing with a remote control, trying to find a TV station she wanted to watch.
This is BBC Radio, London.
BBC Radio, New York. Hey, man.
Just then...
BBC, I got no stinky BBC. All I got is what I got here, man.
Just then, the tannoy announced her name.
Wandering hands to Dr. Big Love surgery, please. Wandering hands to Dr. Big Love surgery. Oh, they are big.
That was quick.
Maybe he's been looking out the window and waiting for me to arrive.
Wanda thought to herself. She opened the door. It creaked slightly as she shut it behind her. And there he was. In all his glory. Not like
in a...
Not in all his glory, obviously. Not like that. He was just pulling on a pair of rubber gloves. Wanda greeted him.
Good morning.
Not like that.
Good morning.
Well, hello, Wanda.
said Dr. Big Love.
That's a big pair of gloves you got there.
Even his voice made her quiver.
Are we going to give you a good checkup today?
Yes, please, Dr. Big Love.
Wanda replied. She sat on the chair, and the dentist... the dentist moved it into position.
Wow! Yo, man, check that out, man! I want me one of them chairs, yo!
Open wide,
he said, getting out his tools.
Certainly, Dr. Big Love,
said Wanda.
I'm going to give you a filling,
said the dentist.
I'd like that, Dr. Big Love,
said Wanda.
You may feel a little prick.
Just then, they were interrupted...
Hey, will you call me?
Just then, they were interrupted by the phone ringing. The dentist picked up the phone.
Hello, Dr. Hello, Dr. Big Love speaking.
Wanda could only hear one side of the conversation.
What? No, I'm rather busy right now. Yeah, I've got a big one. That's right, root canal. No, it could be some time.
With that, Wanda breathed in deeply. Her chest filled with air, but it was all too much for her tight blouse. The top three buttons all pinged off as she struggled to stay inside the shirt. Dr. Big Love put the phone down.
I'm sorry about that,
he said kindly.
Emergency case, but you know I've got something far more pressing here.
Wanda longed for him to do something pressing with her, even though she had no clue what that meant.
Do you mind if I dim the light?
Said Dr. Big Love. He flicked a switch. The lights dimmed.
Do you mind if I draw the curtains?
He flicked another switch. The curtains closed.
Can I... pour you... They've never made that noise before. Can I pour you a glass of a mouthwash? Sorry, it's all I've got.
He poured her a glass of the bright blue liquid.
I have the special for you. I have the special love, a mouthwash. Welcome to... I'll play this for you.
Sorry about my dental, nurse. Do you mind if I put on some music?
He said. The dentist turned on the radio, changing channels to find something suitable for seduction.
Miss Wanda.
Wanda dropped her glass of mouthwash and it smashed on the floor.
Oh, Dr. Big Love,
she said, and went to kiss him.
Oh, Wanda.
The rest of Wanda's shirt buttons pinged off in excitement. Just then, there was a loud noise.
What about me? We're inside the shirt. On the left one. On the right one. What about us, hey?
There was a loud noise as the dentist...
Play with me.
As the dentist drill started. Wanda opened her eyes. She saw the dentist above her, looking intently into her mouth, a face mask covering his mouth. She'd nodded off for a moment and had been dreaming. She was getting a filling, all right.
Here we go,
said Dr. Big Love.
I'm putting it in now.
And that's the end of Stephanie Black's Getting a Filling.
God, it's the longest 5 minutes of my life. Oh.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, and now it's time for our new game, Who's Kissing Chopper? Don't worry about it. A lot of people are asking if this is going to be videoed. Yep, it's being videoed right now. We'll get it up online for you when we can. This is how our new game works.
Somebody texted in earlier saying, were my parents proud of the career path that I've taken?
What, to your phone or just to 8199?
No, it's to 8199. I'm not sure, to be honest.
Chappers is now wearing a blindfold. We have asked for five brave volunteers from around the Radio 1 building to take part in this. Like I said, we had to turn down a lot of people.
How many more did you have to send down? Another couple?
Loads. Yeah, we were like sending back emails going, sorry, you missed a chance. You had to be quick. Okay, so it's actual humans today that you're kissing. Mm. But just by kissing, Chopper, can you tell whether the person you're kissing is a boy or a girl?
Okay.
All right, how are you feeling?
I'm feeling all right. I don't think there should be a real problem. I mean, you know, we've proved in the past that my gaydar's not great, but I should be able to tell between a man and a woman.
Hmm. When was the last time you kissed a boy?
Probably.
Was it me?
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was about a year ago. Mm. No, last week in Manchester, I kissed a bloke.
Okay, cool.
So,
Now, we've got five volunteers.
Can I apologise to these five volunteers? Because I will smell of massage oil, because I had a sports massage earlier. And it was a sports massage, so I'm not smelling very great.
Okay, good.
So I apologise in advance.
Now, these five volunteers, some of them are male, some of them are female. Pippa, our lovely assistant, if you could please she's a girl. Could you please bring in contestant number one? I need to say, one of these people you are going to really like as well, kissing.
Am I?
Yeah, okay. Now, the rules are no groping, no touching, no heavy petting, no bombing. This is all about the lips,
right. Okay? I'm going to sit on my hands.
So, yeah, no touching, okay?
Which leaves me kind of vulnerable, but anyway.
Bend forward and kiss each other on the lips, chappers. You can spend as long as you want, okay?
Ooh, that was very minty.
Was it?
Yeah, that was actually quite sensual.
What are you thinking?
I'm thinking that was a girl.
You think that was a girl?
Yeah. That was a very nice kiss, actually.
Was it?
Yeah. I don't think I'm ever going to be able to go to a Christmas party again.
Really? It was quite a nice one, was it?
It was very nice, yeah.
Okay. So you're saying boy or girl?
I'm saying a girl.
Take the blindfold off.
Where am I?
It's a girl!
Got that right, you
yes!
See?
Got one right.
One right.
Sarah from upstairs. Hiya, love. Thanks very much for doing that. Yeah, that's very good. Well, you got a bit red, Chopper.
That was a very nice kiss.
Okay, good. Was it minty fresh?
It's not everybody that Sarah's worked with, is it? Because that means that next might be Dave Pearce. Is this whole gag being that number five is Dave Pearce?
No,
right.
It's not.
Because I'd rather have the goat back from the live lad.
What?
I'd rather have the goat back from the live.
Don't be rude about Dave. Right, okay. Contestant number two, please, on Who's Kissing Chopper? Bring him in. One of them you're going to really fancy. Okay. Right. Bend forward, please. We are filming this for online. Forward. Okay, no touching, just the lips.
They were very cold hands.
Were they?
Yeah. Very cold.
What are you thinking?
And that kind of nose banged into me as well.
What are you thinking?
No, I'm saying they got a bean. I'm thinking that was female as well, because they were very soft as well.
Were they?
Yeah.
So you're saying...
Yeah, why are you giggling?
Nothing. Are you saying girl?
Yeah, I'm saying that's a girl as well.
Okay. And the blindfold reveals... It's a boy! With a stick-on moustache.
Well, that moustache never went anywhere near me.
It was Chris. Thanks, Chris.
To be fair, though, Chris, you are quite a feminine...
Thanks.
How rude! That's little Chris there. Good.
That little Chris. Oh, okay. Right. That wasn't the one I was going to be excited about, was it?
No... Okay.
Very tender, though, Chris.
Contestant number three, please. Very tender. Contestant number three, please. Bring him in.
So I actually couldn't tell the boy so far.
No. Okay.
Chris hasn't started shaving either.
No, that's true.
A problem.
Okay. Just lean forward, please. Contestant number three, and
no
a
tongs.
Nice big kiss on the lips, please.
Oh, that's a man. That has to be a man.
Why is that a man?
Because that was really stubbly.
Was it?
Please God, this is a man. Yeah, it's going to be really unbearable.
I really hope it's a man. Otherwise, that's going to be really, really...
I don't even know whether I want to put my blindfold on.
Oh, okay. Right, just...
It was quite violent as well. They were in and out very quick. I mean, in for a kiss and out very quickly. There weren't any tongues or anything.
If you could just...
Please tell me. Oh, phew. Thank God for...
Who was it?
It was Billy, the security guard. Although he was quite keen.
That's Billy the security guard there, contestant number four.
Oh. Phew, I'm so glad I got that right.
You got two right now. Okay. And here's contestant number four. Lean forward, please, and kiss away. Ooh.
Ooh.
Well, that was quite tender.
That was very tender.
They
what
kind
you of sucked my bottom lip a bit there.
They always do that.
Do they?
Yeah.
Have you had this person as well? Not had them, obviously. I'm going to say girl.
You're going to say girl?
Unless you've picked another boy from the office who hasn't started shaving.
You're going to say girl?
Girl.
Blindfold off?
Girl.
It's Chloe!
Very nice.
Off the music department.
Very nice.
Very good. That was a nice kiss, wasn't it?
That was a lovely kiss,
okay.
Yeah.
So you got three right?
Yeah.
And here's
the final contestant. This is going to be some...
Here's the final contestant. Here they come.
I don't want this.
Contestant number five.
I don't want to do this.
They're working the camera.
I don't
know. No, no, leave the blindfold on.
I'm leaving it on.
All right, okay.
Oh, no.
This is going to be... Okay, just lean forward.
No.
No touching, just the lips. Mm. Go on.
All right.
Ooh.
Mmm. Ow. Whoever it was just trod on my toe. Stop. Oh.
Oh, again. That was another kiss.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Boy or girl? On Who's Kissing Chopper?
I think that's... I hope this is a girl.
You think it's a girl?
But I have a horrible feeling this is going to be something that I really don't want it to be, isn't it?
I think not.
Was it a duck?
No. That's the other game.
I'm thinking it's a girl.
You think it's a girl?
Now, is this going to really embarrass me?
No. Why would it embarrass you?
Because I don't know.
Okay.
Right, I would say a girl.
Okay. Maybe, do you want to have one more kiss?
Go on then.
All right. Look at that, so tender.
Please tell me it's not our boss.
No. Nah.
I'm saying it's a girl.
It's a girl, you think. Okay, and take the blindfold off and tell us who it is.
No!
I've been waiting so long.
Oh.
Let's get it on. It's Colin Murray.
Don't dance for me.
From Paris to Berlin. Oh, that
yeah, was you beautiful. Put perfume on?
Yeah, but
well, Colin is wearing lady perfume.
Oh.
But that was... I noticed that you completely, like, kissed him, so
that
you
was
didn't...
really
no
smooth.
Stubble there at
Man,
all.
I've crossed over. Let's go for dinner.
Are you paying?
Oh, yeah.
Well, brilliant. Right, excellent.
That was good.
That was a really nice kiss.
Yeah, I really... I like it.
I like you too.
Okay.
So much smoother than the last time we kissed.
Better than the girls.
That's much better than
that was
girls.
Who's Kissing Chopper?
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
So, that was Who's Kissing Chopper, and 3 out of 5 correct there between the boys and the girls. How do you feel?
Fine, I think. Yeah.
Have you got echo in your voice?
No.
Sounds like you do. You're not whispering. Take it off.
No.
I feel fine. But you just, I think, it was very difficult to tell with Chris, because he's just told me he shaves once a week. And Colin was just...
Chris was wearing a fake moustache.
Well, the fake moustache never touched me, so I just had to go on that. And Colin was very sensual.
Sensual, yeah. Colin, let's relive it for you. What was it like?
Well, yeah, I wanted to give 100%. Mm. That's my job, and I was asked to do it. So I put a bit of perfume on there. Mm. And
is that
your perfume,
yeah.
Lord? It's very nice. Mm. Bit of only a man so confidently 100% heterosexual mm-hmm. could undertake such a task.
Yeah.
So I put a bit of perfume on. Then I didn't go for lipstick because I thought that'd be too obvious. You'd know.
Yeah.
So I went for.
But
like,
you put you had some lip balm on, I think, because I could feel
it's,
that.
It's a scented lip.
Yeah.
Lip balm.
Yeah, that helped.
And I did my lips like this.
Mm.
So you couldn't feel my.
Got
my
none
beard.
Of the stubble.
Yeah.
It was.
Yeah.
It was very nice.
Mm.
Yeah.
Very nice.
I was. Gonna,
we did kiss in a fashion show ages
yeah,
ago.
Yeah, we did.
And
yeah.
That was a bit.
Was it like Madonna and Britney?
Tell you what, that led to 6 months of complications.
Did it? Did things get weird?
We remain friends.
Yeah, that's quite good.
But that was kind of that was a bit. That was a bit rough for that one, wasn't it? That was.
Who was the best kisser out of the five? Who was the best kisser? Now, put aside whether the male or female, but who actually which kiss did you enjoy the most? People won't judge.
No, they won't.
Well, I have to say, I thought it was your.
Yeah.
But there's part of me.
Oh, you like the boys' kiss
only you.
Get that as a ringtone, by the way. I preferred kissing him.
Okay.
Only you, Colin, wants... could be competitive about kissing.
I know.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.